Blog Talk Radio.
That was different. Get two little hits of the intro. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back. Yeah. We're gonna rock them. I hear the music back.
crap. You are spectacular.
giving two craps about
has finally arrived.
Yes!
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN radio exclusive.
All right, Garlic, here we go for week 9, and this week my theory is sometimes addition by subtraction works.
Kermit the Frog here to talk to you about subtraction. Now, if you don't know what subtraction is sort of like, when you take something away from something, then how much do you have left? You know what I mean?
Randy Moss, yelling at caterers and not making an effort to catch footballs. Guess what? The Vikings will be better off without him.
Don't start with him. I don't want to talk about him.
If you need any help, damn it, I don't want to talk about him.
And they're home against the woeful Arizona Cardinals. That's right, I said woeful. On the road, without a quarterback to show for it, the Minnesota Vikings are going to get back on track. They're going to win this game big. They're giving 9. It's a big number, but it's not big enough.
I'm Jimmy Johnson, and I recently became the spokesperson for Extend.
Give me the Vikings minus the 9. They are going to shellac the Arizona Cardinals.
Let me tell you right off, okay? I'm not a likable guy. Charm has never been a priority with me. And just so you know, this is not the feel-good movie of the year.
You're going to Minnesota. I'm going back home to Cleveland, where my Cleveland Browns are hosting the New England Patriots.
Back to Cleveland!
And New England's only given 4.5. I know Cleveland's getting a little better right now, but New England is the best team in the NFL. 4.5 points, way too low for this Patriot offense.
Have you ever heard the expression that the journey is its own reward?
They're going to put some points on the board. They're going to win easily by more than 4.5 points.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
You ever heard the expression a sucker line?
Yeah!
You're the sucker.
I don't do these things just to drive you crazy, Lemon. I do them for the good of the show.
And now we go finally to Oakland.
This is my chance to redeem myself with mainstream America.
Where we'll go head-to-head. Kansas City at the Raiders. Who would have thought before the season began this would be a critical showdown in the AFC West? But it is, and guess what?
What?
What? The Raiders are going to win it.
Oh, my God!
They're giving 2.5 points. The Chiefs are not the same team on the road. The Raiders are beating people up. And they're going to prove me right.
Says who, flathead?
I picked them to win the division before the season started, and they're going to do it.
They can still do it.
Give me the Raiders minus 2.5 at home against the Chiefs.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Yes. It's horrible, this idea.
I just love you, Beth. You picked this game so I can say,
God, I hate when you do that.
I know
that.
You do. That's why I do. It really hurts my throat, so I need some
so
sort of wazes right now.
11 years, you
yeah,
can't
I know,
stop
I know. Maybe I'll stop at some point.
Let's go while we're young.
But Kansas City's going to go to Oakland. Both teams are doing well this year, but Kansas City is a flat-out better team. Their speed will take over in this. They will go to Oakland. They're getting 2.5. Mark my words, KC wins it on the road.
This is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
And that was it. We can ice out. Go,
Lock. Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
You jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. I should point out that the Raiders, even if they win this weekend and win 3 out of 4, they wouldn't be out of the woods. They go to Pittsburgh, Miami at home, to San Diego, to Jacksonville, Denver, Indy at home, at Kansas City. Still a very, very long road to an AFC West championship.
You're right. Quick recap of our picks. We went head-to-head. Oakland, Greeny took Oakland getting 2.5. I took Kansas City, obviously, giving the 2.5. I took New England, giving only 4.5 to Cleveland. See, it feels like a sucker bet a bit there, but I took it. And then Greeny took Minnesota, giving 9 to Arizona. Arizona going to Minnesota there. Those are picks again. Greeny is 3-12-1. I am 9-7 at this point.
Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. Gottlieb in for Greeny, and of course, Golic alongside. Let's get to some of the other games in the NFL since you already have your stolen cold lead pipe locks.
Right.
So we've already gotten Minnesota, Arizona, New England, Cleveland, Oakland, Kansas City. Let's start with we're not exactly exporting the best games in
no,
the world.
No.
Look at last weekend in London and this weekend in Toronto. Chicago Bears, if this team is just kind of coming apart at the seams, unable to protect Jay Cutler,
right.
And then Cutler unable to protect the football against the Buffalo Bills, who played everybody close.
They're playing them tough.
They did get Sean Merriman. I don't know if that helps you make a pick here.
Yeah, well, he's not playing this week. So.
He's not playing this week, but maybe there's a commitment there from the team that, hey, we want to get better. We want to improve Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Bears giving 3 points. In what amounts to a neutral site slash road game in Toronto.
Buffalo's not going 0-16. They can beat Chicago. If Cutler has time to throw, he can do a good job. He really can. But he hasn't had time to throw, and they don't seem to be adjusting the offense a ton here.
Are you calling it?
I keep angering Chicago fans because I keep doing it, but I'm going to call it. I'm going to take Buffalo. I'll take the points. I'll take Buffalo.
Me too. I totally agree with you. San Diego going to Houston. Now, San Diego just, I mean, there's... I don't know who Phillip Rivers is going to throw it to. He's been playing amazing football.
He has.
But he lost Buster Davis for the year. They continue to try and find guys. Antonio Gates may or may not play.
That's who he's been throwing it to the most.
Okay, so they go to Houston. Houston, the defense was not good against the Colts. And then Matt Schaub was not good against the Colts. But they're returning back home, 2-2 at home. Chargers 0-4 on the road. Chargers, though, giving 3 points. Chargers the favorite at Houston. Who do you like?
You know what? I like Houston at this one at home. And I tell you what, if San Diego loses this one and KC wins in Oakland, you talked about it earlier, you could really start to see some separation. I like the way Houston flings the ball around. And Arian Foster, if he gets going on the ground, I'm going to take Houston at home.
I agree. Totally agree. New Orleans, this feels like kind of a sucker bet. Only giving 6.5 points to Carolina. The game's in Carolina. It's the game before the bye week. Reggie Bush did practice limited. Probably won't play this weekend. So the thought is that the Saints will be back
right.
Much closer to full strength coming out of the bye week. But, you know, they've been struggling, sputtering offensively. Did survive the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Now they go on the road. Who do you like, New Orleans at Carolina?
I think I'm going to go with the road team here. I think New Orleans is going to get that offense going a little bit. They're starting to score some points a little more. But, boy, certainly disappointing against Cleveland. That was just brutal. But I still like their direction. Carolina just the one win. Still the quarterback issues going on there and receivers. I'm going to take New Orleans. I'll give the points.
I'm agree.
Big time rules. So right now, Patriots send the ball like and cover 9. With high power, they can win the game. The Cowboys going to Green Bay plan. Now, Chief Peter. Good. Just making it better. Easy. Hey, don't let the Raiders make bad stuff. That Raiders do it in the equipment. Raheem Morris and the Bucks for calling themselves the best team in the NFC.
Right.
I shall end your oppressive reign of matriarchal tyranny. Victory is mine! Oh! Wake up, Leona! This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots. Who the hell do you think you are?
I am Vinny Moore, the host of the Fastest 30 Minutes in Sports. You've been listening to the Fastest 30 Minutes in Sports. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for getting all the bigs. Thank you for our friends at ESPNRadio.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out. We'll see you next week when we bring out more of these wonderful bugs on our soundboard. Have a great night. As a matter of fact, I've got a minute left. Hold on. So I'm not pushing buttons here. Check, 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 check. So now you're on. Yeah, you're on. Now you're on. Now you're on. Ooh, doo, 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 doo. Well, that's a little bit better. So I guess we were on at some point with it lights down. So 20 seconds to go. Okay, we're going to work this thing out next week. So that's going to be off. I've got to eat the microphone before I can hear myself. I think I like that too much. We're going to have to work on that one. Blog Talk Radio. All right. 10 seconds to go on the show. Thank you again for listening. Thanks for being part of us. Thanks for working through my bugs. Hopefully, we'll probably want to archive this one. We'll probably just chuck this one. But anyway, Week 9 NFL. Have a great night. See ya. Show is on but not streaming. Well, that's even better because I think I can just test some things. La 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 get low, get low. Get low, get low. Get low, get low. I would think I'm supposed to hear myself in my headphone anyway, so the idea that this thing has to be literally in my mouth. Okay, now that's crazy. Wait, what happens if we take the foam off? Okay, so we're on, but we're not streaming, okay. Okay, now is that any better? Is that any better at all? No, that's not really better. That's not better. How about that? Is that better? It's literally in my jaw. But I sound good. Okay. So it's literally, so when it's out here, it's not really good. So if it's out here, let me do this. You are spectacular. You are spectacular. You are spectacular. You are spectacular. Okay. So tomorrow is Saturday. We're going going to try to find a way not to basically screw the pooch on some things. So what we may want to do is just re-rack this show. I'm thinking that maybe that's what we should do. I wonder if I should do that. Should I do that? I think I should. All right, so if that's that, all right, how about we do that? Get rid of you. Why aren't you done? Okay, now we're muted. Speakers are on mute. No, they're not. Now they're off muted. Don't want to be muted. All right, let's see. Chug. MICKEYMOUSEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEEE 639-4747. What happens? Oh, wow, call gets dumped. No kidding. All right, well, so much for that. All right, so we know that we have some microphone issues to resolve. We think that we somehow figured this thing out late in the show. I don't like the idea that this thing has to sit all the way up on me for you all to hear me. That I'm not fond of. I put this thing, like, literally in my jaw, so. Anyway, Myron Pryor, he was dog. Dog, I tell you, dog. Let's see. I think we should re-rack this show, to be honest with you. I really do. Really, I do. What's tomorrow? Saturday? How are we doing? You want to do it today? No, let's not do a 10 a.m. show. That might be too much. That was it. Ain't this nothing.
Ain't nothing from nothing, at least nothing. Woo! You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Da, 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 da. Nothing from nothing, at least nothing. Hey! You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Now, if you had a webcam, dog. Real talk, if you had a webcam, you could actually stream this show? That'd be kind of hot. Hmm.